FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN police have raised concerns over growing levels of intolerance, which they say drives up assault cases in the province. Recent crime stats show both common assault and assault with intent to cause grievous bodily harm have increased.
Currently, there is a rising number of assault cases in communities within the Chatsworth Policing Precinct. Police have found that most cases are countercharges between neighbors and relatives who fail to resolve issues amicably and end up assaulting each other. There are also several cases of violation of protection order emanating from neighbors, relatives and acquaintances who filed the protection order against each other following acts of violence.
Provincial SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says the rise of road rage incidents is also contributing to the spike. He says while police will continue to respond to the cases, resources spent on these matters could be used to tackle more serious violent crimes.
Two motorists argued about whose vehicle was more powerful in the Utukala district recently, and that argument turned violent, resulting in both men opening assault cases against each other. Police are urging residents of KwaZulu-Natal to avoid unnecessary arguments and be good neighbors.
A two-week-old baby who was allegedly kidnapped in Durban's Cato Manor area has been reunited with her mother. Reaction Unit SA's Prem Balram says the newborn's mother contacted them last night, explaining that the baby girl had been taken in the afternoon.
She informed us that she had met a woman at a clinic and this woman had befriended her, eventually got her address, visited her, and then when she stepped out to throw a bucket of water, the child and the woman had disappeared.
Balram says they put out an alert on social media and received a tip-off from the Chesterville area this morning.
We decided going to Chesterville. We were very unfamiliar with that area. So we blocked off all the entries and exits with marked and unmarked vehicles. We got the helicopter into the air. When we found a lady walking with a child behaving suspiciously, we sent the vehicle in and we identified the child positively. The mother of the child has positively identified the baby.
He says the woman who the baby girl was found with has been handed over to police. Newswatch has reached out to KZN Police for an update on the case. And moving to the Eastern Cape, officials say identifying the victims of a fatal crash that occurred over the weekend is moving slower than expected. On Saturday, 15 people died in a head-on collision between a minibus taxi and a buggy on the R63 near Magoma. Eastern Cape Transport spokesperson Unwati Bingose explains the delay.
This is mainly because this minibus taxi was not from a taxi rank where a list of all the passengers and the contact details of their next of kin is usually kept. For aging families, who may have people who may have been traveling from going to Cape Town, to please contact the nearest police station to help speed up their identification process.
The top story, KZN police have raised concerns over growing levels of intolerance, which they say drives up assault cases in the province. Follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.